terror, torture and state secrets, words usually confined to the paperback pages of political thrillers. But this morning they're concentrating minds at the highest levels of government. The touch paper was lit by two High Court judges. They say American pressure stopped them from publishing documents alleging torture against a former British resident who's currently being held in Guantanamo Bay. America, they say, threatened to stop sharing intelligence with the UK if the material was published. The former Shadow Home Secretary David Davis raised the issue in Parliament and says he's stunned.
It's an astonishing threat from the American government against our judicial system, which if carried out would put at risk people in the British public. It leaves us with serious concerns about the complicity of the United Kingdom and the United States in torture of suspects in the battle against terrorism.
The Liberal Democrat spokesman on foreign affairs, Ed Davey, says we've been here before.
This has many, many echoes of the arms sales to Saudi Arabia, where the British company BAE was clearly involved in something exceedingly worrying, and the Saudi government threatened the British government. So this is the second time in a very short space of time where the British government has basically given in to pressure from foreign governments.
The man at the centre of the row is Binyam Mohammed, who used to live in West London. The 30-year-old alleges he was tortured by US agents and that UK agencies were complicit in the practice. Claire Algar is executive director of the legal organisation Reprieve, which represents Mr. Mohammed.
He was picked up in Pakistan on a passport violation. He was then questioned in Pakistan by both British intelligence and US intelligence, and also the Pakistanis. He was then rendered to Morocco, where really medieval things were done to him. A razor blade was taken to his genitals on a repeated basis. He was then taken to Kabul in Afghanistan, where he was tortured further. And finally, he ended up in Guantanamo.
Binyam Mohammed is expected to be returned to Britain in the coming months, after charges linking him to a dirty bomb plot were withdrawn. The Foreign Secretary, David Miliband, says the UK has never condoned the use of torture, and he says protecting the state secrets of the UK's allies works both ways, by safeguarding British secrets from disclosure in other countries.
There's a different issue, which is whether or not it's for Britain to decide whether or not to release American secrets, in the same way that we wouldn't want France or another country to disclose our secrets. We depend for our intelligence sharing on confidentiality and trust. And it's inevitable that if that trust is breached, we would all have to think seriously about whether or not we want to share information in the future, and we would all lose from that.
The US administration agrees. A White House spokesman told the BBC the US greatly values its intelligence relationship with the UK, which, he said, is critical to protect both countries from threats. Binyam Mohammed's claims he was tortured are being investigated by the British government, but at the moment, the inquiry is being carried out in secret. President Bush famously responded to 9/11 by launching the so-called War on Terror. As claims and denials of torture fly, it seems only time will tell whether the first casualty of that war was the truth.